Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everyone. I'm Michelle Givens. I'm your host, and I am the host of the Good News Show. It is my plum pleasing pleasure to be with you tonight, and I want to thank you, and you from all across the world for tuning in tonight. Listen, not only do we play good music, but we have the best news in town. Listen, tonight you must call a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them to tune in to the Good News Show. I have on tonight with me one of my grandsons. His name is Kalen Eichner. He is 16 years old, and he's an honor roll student at Argo High School. Kalen has just published a book. I am so proud of him that I just wanted to share him with the whole wide world. I want everybody to know about his new book, and the name of his book is The Devil's Reign, Dark Ascension. You're going to hear more from Kalen tonight. He's going to tell you all about his new book. It's a fiction book as well. I told him I would not be surprised if you don't soar like the lady who wrote Harry Potter. So listen, stay tuned, everybody. Keep it locked and call a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them to tune in to the Good News Show. And we will be right back right after one of these great songs that I have to play you. I'm going to play you a song tonight entitled U.S. for Africa. We are the world. It's all about our children, everybody. The children are definitely going to be our tomorrow. They are our future. And we've got some great children that we are pushing. So listen, let's celebrate our children all over the world. And I want to play this song. Enjoy.
Done it out, and that's been so bad all.
Tonight, someone that's very important in my life. He's one of my grandchildren, and his name is Kalen Eichner. He's 16 years old, and he is the author of Devil's Reign, Dark Ascension. He is an honor roll student at Argo High School in Argo, Illinois. Kalen Eichner is a full-time athlete, namely, he loves track. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further delays, I welcome to the mic Kalen Eichner. Hello.
Hello, Ms. Maythal. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You are welcome. It's a joy and a delight to have you on the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great this evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fantastic. Thank you. We are all waiting to hear more about your book. So would you please tell us how you came up with this name, and is it a nonfiction or if it's a fiction book? So would you please address our audience?
The Devil's Reign is 100% fiction. It is a fantasy fiction novel that I started in eighth grade. I came up with the name because the main idea of the Devil's Reign was referred to by the Devil's Reign because it was a concept in the beginning of the book that started the whole storyline. Because the Devil's Reign was this current that happened that people had problems with, and it scared a lot of people, and that's the reason why it's called the Devil's Reign. And from what Dark Ascension comes from, it means basically the dark uprising, and the dark uprising is the uprising from hell, from demons. So that is how I came up with the name of the book.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. So tell us a little bit about what's on the inside.
On the inside. So basically the main idea of the story?
Yes.
So, as I said before, the Devil's Reign was an occurrence. It was this red rain that occurred in this town called Treetop Hill in Ohio. Whenever the rain occurred, usually a single person went missing, and there was never an explanation for why or who took the person or anything like that. So the Devil's Rain was, it usually occurred only 4 or 5 times a year, and this went on for 5 years, so it was basically a pattern. So usually once toward the beginning of the year, a couple times in the center, and the last time always in December. But Joseph, who was the main character of the novel, in his town, the Devil's Rain occurred a fifth time when it was only June. This fifth time that it happened was outside of his house where a person went missing. So the book begins with him being curious about the Devil's Rain and wanting to know about it. He asks his mother, but she doesn't really have anything to tell him. He asks his friends, and they have nothing to tell him either. So just a few days later, the Devil's Rain occurs again. And this is the sixth time, so he knows this is absolutely strange. It's something that definitely should not happen. So on the sixth time, someone very important to him goes missing. And this is why he decides that he wants to take action. And when he's in his room, weeping basically over the loss of someone important to him, an apparition visits him. This apparition was basically a former soul from another dimension. And basically that dimension had conflicting emotions about his dimension and other ones that they had no idea existed. So this apparition tells him all about this stuff that he had no idea existed, and he tells him that he needs to join an alliance, basically. And this alliance was previously owned by this person that visited him. And he doesn't give him many details, but this is basically what sends him off on a quest to find out exactly what has happened. And what he later finds out is that the Devil's Rain was insignificant in comparison to what the real problem is.
Oh, wow. This is very interesting. I love it. Oh, my goodness. It's a mystery to your book, and I look forward to reading it, and I'm sure our audience is looking forward to reading it as well. You know, it reminds me, I was trying to say that right after the song, but my engineer told me that we had a little technical difficulty and there was a break there where they couldn't hear. I think no one could hear me. So, but I was saying at that time, your book reminds me so of the lady that wrote Terry Potter. I think I said that to you. I just believe that your book will hit the four corners of the earth and that it will soar. And you will have those theories because you want to write more books. Is that, that's what you told me, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. And I want everybody to know that just talking with him, it just lightens my life up. He is so positive, and I love his attitude. I just want you to know that. I think what you have done with publishing your book, and how long did it take you to write your book?
Well, I started the book in eighth grade, so that was around 2 years ago, but that wasn't really a good indication of how long it took me to write it, because from eighth grade to around the end of freshman year, I had a lot written for it. I had more than half of it written already, and I didn't spend that much time on it. And basically what I did as a sophomore was I changed a lot of it because my writing skills got a lot better and I didn't like a lot of what I had before. So if I were to take a guess of about how much time it really took me to write it, I'd say probably around 6 months of serious writing. The rest are just kind of just me jotting down stuff and then not liking it.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you, I commend you. I take my hat off to you. I applaud you for being diligent. A lot of us adults cannot stay focused to write a book. I just happen to be one that have written the book. I want everybody to know that he is my grandson, and I've written a book as well, Angels in My Life, and I just feel so honored that the next generation is writing books. It's awesome. You know, Kaylin, I think you may agree that everybody has a book in them. It's just all about who will write a story. What do you think? You think so?
Definitely. I believe that too, actually.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what the audience is wanting to know from you. I'm getting texts. My Facebook is blowing up. I see on Twitter I'm being asked questions about you. How can one purchase your book?
Right now, you could easily definitely find the book on Lulu, and actually, very soon, you could also find it on Amazon if you wanted to. And next
now?
Month, well, right now? Yeah, now,
can you
for
get
sure.
It on
you
Amazon
can find it...
now?
No, not now. But
okay.
You can definitely get it on Lulu.com.
Zulu, everyone. That's what he said. Zulu.com. Okay. And soon it will be on Amazon, but right now, try Zulu.com. Okay, and also, you're on Facebook. Is there any other social medias that you're on?
I have a Twitter account.
Okay, well, you can Twitter him as well. You want to tell everybody how to reach you on both of those social medias, so if they would like to chat with you more, or ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to also interview him on your show, 16 years old, you know, we've got a lot going on in the world. We've heard a lot, there's a lot of problems in the world with some of the children shooting, but you know, the most important is we've got our children that are trying so very hard, and we want to encourage our young people to go forward. So if there's anyone out there that would like to ask, come on their show, if you'd like to have him speak at your school to encourage the children at the school to write books, or so that he would be an inspiration to them, tell them how they can reach you. Facebook is one.
Facebook, definitely, and...
I can't hear you too well. I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, well, on my Twitter account, my account name should be FrozenFlames24. I think
you
that's my
spell that
Twitter
out?
Account name.
You want to spell that
Frozen,
out for them?
Frozen, FrozenFlames, Flames, FlaMES, 24.
Okay, and that's Twitter.
That is Twitter.
Okay, and then on Facebook, how would they contact you?
Well, my account name is Kaylin Eichner. It'd be really easy to find just because there's not really many other Kaylin Eichners anyway.
That last name, Eichner, is so hard to spell. Could you tell them?
Eichner is spelled I-K-N-E-R, and actually Kaylin might be kind of difficult to spell, too. It's K-H-A-L-I-N.
Okay, so you all heard that. Kaylin Eichner, K-H-A-L-I-N Eichner, I-K-N-E-R. You can reach him on Facebook that way. And so, Kaylin, is there anything else that you would like to say to our listening audience before I let you go?
I don't know. Someone wanted me to do shout-outs.
You can give some shout-outs. You can. You can thank some people for being there for you if you like. Go forward.
Well, I want to definitely give a shout out to my friend Daniel Moreno, because Daniel also he actually kind of encouraged me to write a book, to be honest. He and I were really good friends in eighth grade, and he and I both enjoyed writing and had a lot of disputes about, who was a better writer. And I told him I'll write a book, and he said that maybe he'd write a book. And he's actually been writing too, but he's never gotten to the point where he wanted to get anything published. So I definitely want to give a shout out to him, because he definitely did encourage me to.
That's awesome.
And I'd like to give shout outs to a few other people that I constantly bugged about when I was writing my book, like my friend Odell Ochoa, because, over the summer when I was writing my book, I'd always bother him about it, ask him questions and ask him for opinions, and he'd usually give them to me. Usually good opinions, and then he'd also give me bad opinions too that helped me out. Definitely want to give a shout out to him. And then I
Anyone
also want
else?
to give another sh yeah, I also want to give another shout out to my friend Camise, because my friend Camise has also been helping me out with my writing too. I actually started another book. It's a different series, but he told me that every chapter I wrote, he'd read for me and give me
Two.
comments and all that. And he's done that for 2 weeks already so far, because I have two chapters.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, wow, this is so beautiful. So, is there anyone? We've got
There
about
anyone
4 minutes. I need you to speak to me quickly. Say what, honey?
I don't know. I think that's pretty much all I could think of right now.
Okay,
So.
sweetie. Well, listen, I want to thank you so very much. You keep up the great work.
You're
Keep up the
welcome.
great. I see what you're writing already into your next book. I'm really
Yes.
proud of you, and you are encouraging me to go forward to write. I think I'm going to write a love story, my next one.
Okay.
But you are encouraging me, and I'm sure there's some of our listeners out there that are listening to a 16-year-old talk about his new book, and he's writing into his next book. I just believe you are going to spread your wings and
Thank you
soar.
so much.
You're welcome. I truly believe you can fly. Okay? And I want to say this to you, Kaylin Eichner. You rock, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for coming on the Good News Show and blessing this show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And you have a great, great night. And I look forward to speaking back with you in the future. We will have you on again. And you tell your friends, those three friends of yours that have encouraged you and that are helping you to proofread, and whoever is writing, when they're done writing their books, you tell them that your Mama May, Miss Mathel, will interview them as well, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Thank you
sweetie.
so
Well, you
much.
have a good night. You're very welcome. Have a good night, and thank you so much for coming on the Good News Show.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here on the Good News Show. You heard a 16-year-old young man by the name of Kaylin Eichner. You heard him talk about his new released published book. You heard him talk about The Devil's Reign, Dark Ascension. Everybody, I encourage you to encourage another young person to go forward with their dreams. Because dreams, ooh-wee, they're worth dreaming. Every dream is beautiful. I just believe when we close our eyes that God just, he just twinkles, twinkles, little stars. Oh, just wonder where we are. And when we wake up, it's like, oh, I thought about this, I dreamed about this. And you write it down because every dream is precious. I believe it comes in from the heavens above. So, okay, everybody, you've been listening to The Good News Show. I'm your girl, Mathilde Givens. Every Monday at 5:30 Chicago time, I want you to tell a friend and call a neighbor and tell somebody to listen in to The Good News Show from all around the world. And next week we have another guest is coming on. And we have also in our lineup for this month, we have a 16-year-old bishop. We have a 16-year-old young man of God that is a bishop that has baptized. I know a lady that's about 60 years old, and she told me that the young man baptized her in the water. That is amazing, and I've never met a 16-year-old bishop until about 3 weeks ago. And he is such a joy, I'm telling you. So listen, you want to stay tuned to the Mathilde Givens Show. We've got more and more, nothing but good news. And I'm telling you, I'm rocking this box with some good, good music. So listen, as I get ready to go tonight, I want to play this song, What the World Needs Now is Love, by Ben Tanker. It's a jazz gospel. Everybody all around the world, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hey, what the world needs now is more love. Love on somebody. Good night, everybody. Mm-hmm.